This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. A wave of COVID-19 in Colorado seems to be easing. Here's CPR's John Daly.
2 weeks ago, more than 100 people were hospitalized with the coronavirus. That was the highest number since February. The figure has dropped the last 2 weeks, but problems remain. More than 11% of tests for COVID-19 are coming back positive, and 11 out of 20 utilities testing wastewater report increasing coronavirus trends. The state recommends people get vaccinated. People can now get a vaccine at a pharmacy without a prescription. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
CrimeCon in Metro Denver this weekend is where true crime enthusiasts can geek out. And CPR's Elaine Tassie saw a lot more than that when she saw to have a look.
The conference is a great place to find out what's new in true crime documentaries, podcasts, and books. But this year's event at Gaylord Rockies in Aurora is also about ways to help victims. On Saturday, they can give a victim impact statement to an audience as a way to heal. Many didn't get to give one in court if their perpetrator was never located. There's also a big bulletin board with names and pictures of missing people, many of them from Colorado. Among the vendors are a Navajo-run nonprofit offering to help with funeral costs for murder victims, as well as a woman offering trainings in forensic handwriting analysis. CrimeCon ends on Sunday. I'm Elaine Tassie, CPR News.
Temperatures close to 80 around Denver and Colorado Springs this afternoon. Could be a little warmer tomorrow. This is CPR News and KRCC.